ComNav Air 4 Instruction 4790.2 Bravo, the Naval Aviation Maintenance Program, November Alpha, Mike Papa. Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 3. 1. What provides the basis for establishing standard organizations, procedures, and responsibilities for the accomplishment of all maintenance on naval aircraft, associated material, and equipment? Naval Aviation Maintenance Program, November Alpha, Mike Papa. 2. How many levels is the maintenance concept that the Naval Aviation Maintenance Program is founded upon? 3. Which level of maintenance is performed by an operating unit on a day-to-day basis in support of its own operations? O. Oscar. 4. Which level of maintenance enhances and sustains the combat readiness and mission capability of supported activities by providing quality and timely material support at the nearest location with the lowest practical resource expenditure? I. India. 5. Which level of maintenance is performed at or by Fleet Readiness Center sites to ensure continued flying integrity of airframes and flight systems during subsequent operational service periods? D. Delta. 6. What is considered the authority for specific support equipment items issued? Individual Material Readiness List, India Mike Romeo Lima. 7. Which instruction lists maintenance functions and policy for guided missiles, aircraft guns, targets, bomb assemblies, rockets, jet-assisted takeoff, and pyrotechnics? OPNAV Instruction 8000.16. 8. What is defined as all equipment required on the ground to make an aeronautical system, support system, subsystem, or end item of equipment operational in its intended environment? Support Equipment, Sierra Echo. 9. Support equipment is categorized as common support equipment and what else? Peculiar support equipment, Papa Sierra Echo. 10. Who is responsible for managing marine air traffic control and landing systems? Commander, Naval Air Systems Command, ComNav Air Syscom. 11. Which program can detect defects with a high degree of accuracy and with no adverse effect upon the use of the part or system being inspected? Non-destructive inspection, November Delta India. 12. Which instruction assigns the responsibilities within Naval Air Systems Command for the various elements of the non-destructive inspection program? NAV Air Instruction 13070.1. 13. Which form provides a record of certification and recertification of non-destructive inspection technicians and operators? CNAF 4790/139. 14. The Naval Aircraft Non-Destructive Inspection Technician School and Fleet Readiness Centers shall retain records of training materials used, tests given, and individual test scores for a minimum of how many years? 3. 15. Which form will be used by all non-destructive inspection technicians and operators to record all non-destructive inspection tasks, supervised work experience, and trial practice applications performed? CNAF 4790/140. 16. What is the minimum enlisted pay grade required to become a non-destructive inspection specialist? E7. 17. What is the minimum enlisted pay grade required to become a non-destructive inspection technician? E4. 18. Recertification of each non-destructive inspection method is required every how many years? 3. 19. How often is recertification of each non-destructive inspection method for each non-destructive inspection task required for non-destructive inspection operators? Annually. 20. How often, at a minimum, must all non-destructive inspection technicians participate in at least one open facility X-ray inspection for activities authorized to perform open facility X-ray? Quarterly. 21. Non-destructive inspection technicians with proficiency lapses up to how many consecutive months may regain their certification by making trial practice applications under the supervision of a non-destructive inspection technician or specialist? 12. 22. Non-destructive inspection operators with proficiency lapses up to how many consecutive months may regain their certification by making trial practice applications under the supervision of a non-destructive inspection technician. 6. 23. How many months of supervised work experience do newly certified non-destructive inspection technicians require prior to being assigned at an activity without any experienced non-destructive inspection technicians? 3. 24. How many years at a minimum of non-destructive inspection experience is required for a technician to be considered experienced? 3. 25. Which personnel qualification and certification program do all personnel fall under when handling cartridges, cartridge-actuated devices, pyrotechnics, and propellant-actuated devices? Explosives handling. 26. Which publication implements aviation requirements and shall be used as the governing document for all aircraft confined space program procedures, both ashore and afloat? NAVAIR 01-1 Alpha-35. 27. Which program was designed to ensure a safe environment is maintained when working on aeronautical equipment, fuel cells, and tanks? Aircraft Confined Space Program. 28. Which program provides a unique application of reconnaissance and surveillance through the use of recoverable and highly versatile airborne systems? Unmanned Aircraft Systems, Uniform Alpha Sierra. 29. What authorizes maintenance procedures performed under combat conditions and permits specific deviation from the peacetime policy of performing maintenance that restores the service life of a weapon system and ensures the flying integrity of airframes and flight systems during subsequent operational periods? Aircraft Battle Damage Repair, Alpha Bravo Delta Romeo. 30. Which program provides the data required for the effective management of support equipment at all levels of aircraft maintenance? Aircraft Maintenance Material Readiness List, Alpha Mike Mike Romeo Lima. 31. Over how many end items of aircraft maintenance support equipment and OTPS elements used throughout the Navy and Marine Corps by aircraft maintenance activities are covered by the Aircraft Maintenance Material Readiness List program? 37,000. 32. Who chairs the Common Support Equipment Configuration Change Control Board? Commander, Naval Air Systems Command, ComNav Air Syscom. 33. Who are responsible for scheduling support equipment into designated rework points? Support Equipment Controlling Authorities, Sierra Echo Charlie Alphas. 34. What acts as the in-service support center for peculiar support equipment for assigned weapons, systems, and equipment? Fleet Readiness Center, Foxtrot Romeo Charlie. 35. What is the support equipment custody and maintenance history record form number? CNAF4790/24 Alpha. 36. Which publication can assignments of inventory control points for support equipment be found in? NAVSUP PAPA-485. 37. What provides coordination of technical data distribution and field engineering assistance and instruction for the maintenance, repair, and operation of support equipment? Naval Aviation Technical Data and Engineering Services Command Center, November Alpha Tango Echo Charlie. 38. An individual material readiness list is constructed for all Navy and Marine Corps aviation maintenance activities by extracting applicable portions of the data from which system? Support Equipment Resources Management Information System, Sierra Echo Romeo Mike India Sierra. 39. How many sections are individual material readiness lists presented in? 5. 40. How often, at a minimum, must the individual material readiness list manager conduct a physical inventory and submit it to the Support Equipment Controlling Authority via the chain of command? Annually. 41. Which form is used by individual material readiness list activities for support equipment transaction reporting? CNAF4790/64. 42. What is the Individual Material Readiness List Revision Request Form Number? NAVAIR 13650/1. 43. Who has management responsibility for the Configuration Management Program? Commander, Naval Air Systems Command, ComNav Air Syscom. 44. Which publication will be the governing and primary screening tool for technical directive compliance of all aircraft and aircraft engines? NAVAIR 00-500 Charlie. 45. Which process is used for establishing and maintaining consistency of a product's performance and functional and physical attributes with its requirements, design, and operational information throughout its life? Configuration Management, Charlie Mike. 46. Which form should be used to requisition formal technical directives by title and number? DD-1348. 47. Which program is used for recording, by specific aircraft, engine, and equipment, the applicability and incorporate or not incorporated data for all technical directives requiring logbook or records or configuration management auto log set records update? Technical Directive Status Accounting, Tango Delta Sierra Alpha. 48. How often is List Number 02 Technical Directive Requirements Not Incorporated listing distributed to the reporting custodian? Quarterly. 49. Which program provides the means to ensure aircraft weight and center of gravity remain within established limits? Weight and Balance, Whiskey and Bravo. 50. NAVAIR 01-1 Bravo-40, along with which other publication, contain detailed instructions for administering the Weight and Balance program? NAVAIR 01-1 Bravo-50. 51. A record of the basic weight and moment at time of weighing and at time of delivery for all aircraft weighed at the facility must be maintained for a minimum of how many years by Weight and Balance personnel? 5. 52. Which instruction contains responsibilities for weight and balance clearance for flight operations, including ferry flights? OPNAV Instruction 3710.7. 53. Which program provides the policy and procedures whereby maintenance activities can effectively accomplish their assigned engine maintenance responsibilities? Gas Turbine Engine Maintenance. 54. Which concept was the Gas Turbine Engine Maintenance Program issued under? 3 degree. 55. What is a disciplined logic which establishes required failure management strategies to enable equipment to perform with a specific probability of success at the lowest possible total expenditure of resources for system operation and support over the life cycle? Reliability-Centered Maintenance, Romeo Charlie Mike. 56. Engines, Aeronautical Equipment Service Records, and Configuration Management Auto Log Set Aeronautical Equipment Service Record records will be thoroughly screened by the second and third degree intermediate maintenance activity or fleet readiness centers to determine if the required maintenance action is within the capability of the receiving intermediate maintenance activity or fleet readiness center. Screening and disposition action will take place within how many days of receipt? 10. 57. Auxiliary power unit and support equipment gas turbine engine inspections are accomplished during which type of repair? First degree. 58. Which program is intended to ensure proper fleet introduction of new or modified aviation life support systems? Fleet Air Introduction Liaison Survival Aircrew Flight Equipment, Failsafe. 59. Which instruction issues the policies, procedures, and responsibilities for activities supporting or performing ordnance maintenance? OPNAV Instruction 8000.16. 60. Activities operating and maintaining laser equipment must establish a laser hazard control program per which naval instruction? OPNAV Instruction 5100.27. 61. Government-furnished equipment will usually have a work unit code of what or higher? 5100. 62. What are used to provide relocatable housing for aviation weapon system maintenance and support equipment maintenance functions? Mobile facility, Mike Foxtrot. 63. What is the primary accountability for aviation mobile facilities and major related equipment? Logbook and Inventory Record, Lima, India, Romeo. 64. Which instruction contains specific instructions for ordering copies of engineering drawings? NAVAIR Instruction 5600.15. 65. Which type of maintenance has been directed by ComNav Air Syscom to be applied to all in-service and future aircraft, engines, aircrew systems, weapon systems, aircraft launch and recovery equipment, and support equipment from technology development through disposal? Reliability-Centered Maintenance, Romeo Charlie Mike. 66. Which program established a process to evaluate the material condition of fleet aircraft? Aircraft Service Period Adjustment, Alpha Sierra Papa Alpha. 67. Which maintenance level are aircraft service period adjustment evaluations performed at for evaluation of aircraft general material condition? D. Delta. 68. OPNAV Instruction 3110.11 requires an aircraft service period adjustment evaluation between 6 months prior to and how many months after period end date of each aircraft service period adjustment aircraft to determine its general material condition relative to established induction criteria. 3. 69. No more than how many months should elapse between aircraft service period adjustment inspections and the resulting adjusted period end date? 18. 70. Those activities with complements of more than 30 aircraft may schedule up to 1% of total complement simultaneously for aircraft service period adjustment evaluation. 10%. 71. OPNAV Instruction 3110.11 requires rework induction not later than how many days after the current period end date when the aircraft service period adjustment evaluation determines the aircraft general material condition satisfies rework induction criteria. 90. 72. Which program is the removal of installed equipment from a stricken or damaged aircraft or engine prior to disposal? Reclamation in lieu of procurement, Romeo India Lima Oscar Papa. 73. Which program is the restoration or replacement of primary aircraft structures that have reached fatigue life limits? Service Life Extension Program, Sierra Lima Echo Papa. 74. Which program provides for accurate fatigue life tracking of individual aircraft component service life limits specified as fatigue indexes rather than flight hour limits? Structural Appraisal of Fatigue Effects, Sierra Alpha Foxtrot Echo. 75. How often are the structural appraisal of fatigue effects published by ComNav Air Syscom? Quarterly. 76. Which program provides an on-condition inspection developed to address special requirements of F or A-18 series aircraft? PACE, Papa Alpha Charlie Echo. 77. Which program allows for the performance requirements of standard depot-level maintenance at fleet facilities? Enhanced Phase Maintenance, Echo Papa Mike. 78. Licensed aircraft taxi personnel must perform a taxi evolution once every how many days for the T, M, and S aircraft for which they are assigned? 90. 79. Which publication contains detailed procedures for obtaining required test weld plates or tubes, production and submission of test welds, and documentation? NAVAIR 01-1α-34. 80. What is the recertification interval for eye-level aeronautical welders? 1 year. 81. What is the maximum number of days that aircraft controlling custodian or type commanders may extend a welder's certification in cases where test welds have been submitted but results and recertification documentation have not been received from the cognizant examination and evaluation facility? 90. 82. How many retests are welders allowed whose test specimens fail to meet minimum certification requirements? 1. 83. Within how many days of receiving notification of failure of first test welds must retest welds be submitted? 30. 84. What provides the capability to detect faults and degradation in aircraft, dynamic components, and engines by the analysis of trends in vibration characteristics? Vibration analysis. 85. which program was designed to provide the TASC Marine Air Ground Task Force with a flexible capability to rapidly deploy and establish survivable, self-sustaining airfields in support of the aviation combat element for employment in an expeditionary operation. Expeditionary Airfield, Echo Alpha Foxtrot. 86. Which instruction sets forth the procedures to be used for aircraft eligible for aircraft service period adjustment? NAVAIR Instruction 4730.10. 87. Which program establishes policy, responsibilities, and requirements for monitoring equipment conditions in an effort to sustain a satisfactory level of aircraft survivability equipment and systems readiness? Aircraft Survivability Equipment, Alpha Sierra Echo. 88. How often, at a minimum, must reviews be conducted for the Continuous Process Improvement Deployment Strategy and Implementation Progress to ensure continued alignment with organizational goals and objectives? Quarterly. 89. Which program authorizes repair procedures to be performed by eye-level activities for aircraft and components damaged beyond documented eye-level repairable limits? Fleet Engineering Disposition, Foxtrot Echo Delta. 90. Which type of paint provides maximum flexibility, weatherability, and resistance to all aircraft fluids? Polyurethane. 91. Which publication contains detailed instructions for support equipment and coating maintenance? NAVAIR 17-1-125. 92. Protection standards limit workplace unprotected exposure of hexamethylene disocyanates or toluene disocyanate to a concentration of how many parts per million averaged over an 8-hour period? 0.005. 93. Unprotected workers may not be exposed to toluene disocyanate concentrations exceeding how many parts per million for any 15-minute period? 0.02. 94. Aircrew, plane captain, and ship name may be added to aircrafts with letters not to exceed how many inches in size? 2 inches. 95. How many aircrafts per squadron are authorized to be painted with the squadron or air wing colors? 1. 96. Which publication provides instructions for initial aircraft preservation treatment, preservation maintenance procedures, and necessary depreservation steps? NAVAIR 15-01-500. 97. For up to how many years can workloads for maintenance and rework facilities be forecast using usage rates derived from experiments and tests by the Configuration Management Information System Component Tracking System for aircraft? 5. 98. Which automated management information system provides standardized local management of individual material readiness list assets? Local Asset Management System, Lima Alpha Mike Sierra. 99. Which system provides a consolidated, comprehensive online database of component and support equipment stock number catalog, designated overhaul point assignment and capability data, production history, and financial performance and obligation data? Master Component Rework Control System. 100. Which system is used for the recall and reporting of test equipment by means of automatic data processing techniques? Metrology Automated System for Uniform Recall and Reporting, Measure. 101. Which system provides O-level, I-level, and Aviation Supply Department activities with a modern, real-time, responsive, computer-based management information system? Naval Aviation Logistics Command Management Information System, NALCOMIS. 102. How many objectives does Naval Aviation Logistics Command Management Information System have? 3. 103. What provides the basis toward achieving a completely automated maintenance environment which streamlines the entire maintenance process? Configuration Management, Charlie Mike. 104. What is the Navy's major logistics information system used in support of the ComNav Air SysCom Lifecycle Logistics System? Naval Aviation Logistics Data Analysis, November Alpha Lima Delta Alpha. 105. which system provides online visibility of source, allowance, inventory, and rework data to aid in inventory control and is the repository of master data for printing individual material readiness lists. Support Equipment Resources Management Information System, Sierra Echo Romeo, Mike India Sierra. 106. Which production control system is used by fleet readiness centers to schedule, induct, and control D-level workloads? NAVAIR Depot Maintenance System, November Delta, Mike Sierra. 107. Which management information system is based on the collection, download, analysis, and visualization of available aircraft systems data to provide quantifiable and actionable information that can be used to enhance naval aviation readiness through improved maintenance, operational, safety, and training efficiencies? Military Flight Operations Quality Assurance, Mike Foxtrot Oscar Quebec Alpha. 108. Who is responsible for the fleet-wide implementation of the Military Flight Operations Quality Assurance System? Commander, Naval Air Forces, COMNAV Air Force. 109. What provides a standardized and methodical process supported by a variety of tool sets for the capability of rapidly identifying and remedying aircraft or system discrepancies and personnel deficiencies? Automated Trending and Analysis. 110. Which type of relationship exists between senior personnel and their subordinates? Line. 111. What provides scheduled control of the predictable maintenance workload? Monthly maintenance plan, Mike Papa. 112. Which day of the month must O-level monthly maintenance plans be distributed by prior to the month to which it applies? 25th. 113. Which type of labor is defined as work which contributes directly to the material value of the specific product involved? Direct. 114. Which type of labor is defined as work which is readily chargeable to or identifiable with a specific product but is incidental to and in support of the direct work and does not contribute directly to the material value of the product? Indirect. 115. Which term, as used in industrial engineering, is defined as a specific combination of working environment, plant layout, materials, tools, equipment, and the motion patterns involved in accomplishing a given operation or task? Method. 116. Which term, as used in industrial engineering, is defined as an established average or norm for the measurement of time required for a fully qualified operator working at a normal pace to perform a given task? Standard. 117. Which program provides supervision and management with a sensitive indicator of worker or workforce productive effectiveness within any organizational element, as well as a uniform, defensible foundation for production workload planning and shop loading? Performance Standard Program, Papa Sierra Papa. 118. Which act establishes broad general authority for training and development of employees of most federal agencies? Government Employees Training Act. 119. Who must sign the plane captain designation? Commanding officer. 120. How often do eye-level commanding officers chair executive planning sessions to review the command's continuous process improvement strategic plan, assess progress towards achieving goals, prioritize the execution of future opportunities, and assist in the removal of barriers to the success of improvement opportunities? Semi-annually. 121. Who chairs the plane captain's selection and examining board? Maintenance officer, Mike Oscar. 122. The maintenance officer must ensure that supervisory and quality assurance personnel are thoroughly familiar with compass calibration requirements per which reference? Military Standard 765 Alpha. 123. The maintenance officer must establish an airspeed continuous process improvement work center at eye level consisting of a minimum of how many four-time personnel to include the airspeed officer? 4. 124. Personnel assigned to the airspeed continuous process improvement work center should be assigned for a minimum of how many months? 18. 125. How often, at a minimum, will maintenance planning meetings be convened by the eye-level maintenance officer to coordinate and improve the overall maintenance program? Monthly. 126. How often, at a minimum, must the O-level maintenance material control officer validate non-mission capable supply and partial mission capable supply status listings? Daily. 127. The O-level maintenance material control officer must provide pilots and air crews with a record of aircraft discrepancies and corrective actions for how many preceding flights of the aircraft? 10. 128. How often, at a minimum, must aviation non-destructive inspection capability reports be submitted by commands with non-destructive inspection capabilities? Quarterly. 129. Who is responsible for the management of the tool control program? Material Control Officer, Mike Charlie Oscar. 130. Which officer facilitates the implementation of the Continuous Process Improvement Strategic Plan in support of organization goals? Airspeed. 131. How many months at a minimum must the airspeed officer be assigned for? 18. 132. How often at a minimum must the airspeed officer conduct reviews of the airspeed continuous process improvement deployment strategy and implementation progress? Quarterly. 133. Which Navy enlisted classification will Maintenance Master Chief Petty Officers be assigned to units on? 8300. 134. Who is responsible to the commanding officer for all enlisted maintenance, Marines qualifications, and professional development? Aircraft Maintenance Chief, Marine Corps. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.